Stillwater High School students are traveling through their pioneer halls once again, following a summer which saw the final nail in the coffin of Common Core state standards. In July, the state Supreme Court ruled House Bill 3399 constitutional, thus ending Common Core in Oklahoma. Or did it? School officials in Stillwater spent the past 4 years getting curriculum ready for Common Core, which was supposed to take effect this year. Not a cheap endeavor, according to Stillwater Superintendent Ann Kane.
We spent over $70,000 in summer training for our teachers. They have given hundreds of hours to implementing Common Core. We believe it's good for kids. We've spent, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's no joke, because we spend $500,000 a year on new textbooks.
Kane says after much discussion, they decided to stay the course with Common Core rather than reverting to standards written more than a decade ago.
The PASS objectives came out in 2003. So we're really, the legislature is having us revert back to something we did 11 years ago, which is a little crazy.
Most educators across the state are calling this PASS Plus, which uses Common Core standards when it exceeds PASS standards. Of the nearly 520 school districts across Oklahoma, the Cooperative Council of Oklahoma School Administration estimates about 50% of schools are using PASS Plus, just like Stillwater. Outgoing Superintendent Janet Barisi says the State Department of Education has no problem with keeping some of the lessons learned from Common Core.
Developing literacy across subject matter, having students write from evidence in a context of evidence, critical thinking skills, and application of knowledge and problem solving.
But not everyone is thrilled with the plan to keep parts of Common Core. The conservative group Restore Oklahoma Public Education worked hard to kill the new standards and has received letters from upset parents. Rope President Jenny White, who homeschools her kids, says in this nation, people need to follow the law.
To me, what those superintendents are saying to their children is, we, and the parents particularly, is we just don't need to follow the law. We'll pick and choose the laws that we need to follow. Thank you very much. And I think that's a dreadful thing to teach children.
But then there's the matter of books and training material, which cost the taxpayer hundreds of thousands of dollars. White says she's not sure what to do with them, since she doesn't want them sold to other states where Rope is working to also end Common Core.
At some point, you have to straighten it out. We all make mistakes that we wish we hadn't made with our individual, you know, money that we have. So sometimes it's just lessons learned, and as hard and painful as they are, it just is what it is.
Under House Bill 3399, the Board of Education is tasked with creating new standards, which are even more rigorous than Common Core, an endeavor which could take several years. Back at Stillwater School, Kane says until those new standards are handed down, her teachers will stay the course on Common Core.
We know that what we're doing now is good for students, and that we're turning out students who are ready for college or career. And we're going to let the craziness keep happening at the Capitol. We're not going to let politics drive what we're doing here.
The repeal of Common Core only affects math and reading, while science and social studies remain under Oklahoma state standards. Rope's Jenny White says her group also plans to tackle the standards in social studies and science in future years. In the next part of our series, we'll look at what the future might look like for standards in our state. In Oklahoma City, I'm Michael Cross, KOSU News.